and welcome to the very first official episode of The Podcast Lady. I'm Abby Graves, and I am The Podcast Lady, and I am so glad that you're here to join me today. If you're someone who's had a podcast idea sitting in your notes app for way too long, you are in the right place. Or maybe you've hit record once or twice, but you got stuck editing, and you're like, what do I do now? Or maybe you bought that Blue Yeti microphone, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a famous podcaster, and it's just been collecting dust on your shelf. We've all been there. Things happen, but I'm here to change it all up for you. Now, before we dive into what exactly you can expect from The Podcast Lady, I want to start with a little story, one that if I had to guess, you might be able to relate to. I've been in the audio world for a very long time. I spent about 10 years working in radio broadcasting before I launched my own podcast production business. And over the last few years, I've worked with podcasters all over the world, from cattle ranchers in Melbourne, Australia, to relationship therapists in Knoxville, Tennessee, to nonprofits and authors and speakers and personal brands. I've helped clients launch, grow, and scale podcasts that reach the exact people that they are meant to reach. In those couple years, I've really learned how to take someone's voice and vision and turn it into a polished, professional, and powerful podcast. And yet, I didn't have one of my own. Weird, right? It was actually my business coach who pointed out to me, she's like, so you're the podcast lady, but you don't have a podcast. Okay, fair enough. My favorite phrase is the cobbler's child is the last to have shoes. And I always viewed my own personal brand as the cobbler's child. No shoes for you. I'm busy making shoes for everybody else. But I reached a point where it's like, no, I need to really prioritize what I'm doing and share the knowledge that I have with people who really need it. And that's what this podcast is all about. So let's talk about it. What is this podcast exactly about? This podcast is here to make podcasting feel possible and accessible and doable for you and your brand. Because I know how overwhelming it can be when you're just getting started. This is a whole new world. It's a whole new language that you have to learn. There's equipment to figure out. There's platforms to choose. There's subscriptions to manage, audio to edit, which if you're not used to it, that is a big scary thing. And that's even before you share this podcast with the world. There is a lot of behind the scenes work that goes into making a podcast. But here's the deal. I believe that everyone has a unique vision and a unique voice and a story that is worth sharing. And I also believe that most people stop before they even start. Actually, I don't just believe that. I know that. I have seen that happen in real time because the logistics get in the way of the vision. And that's just a real life thing. My goal is to remove those barriers. I want to be your behind the scenes bestie. I want to be the person that you can turn to when you're having a technical difficulty and you're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. Maybe Abby has a podcast episode that can help me fix this problem in real time. That is what I want to be for you. I want to be the person who helps you understand what actually matters when it comes to podcasting and what doesn't matter, what you can leave behind and throw out the window so you can stop spinning your wheels and finally hit record. So I want to give you a realistic vision of what you can expect from me, the podcast lady, every month here on this podcast. The first episode of the month is going to be a case study breakdown. I'm going to be taking a podcast that I've been loving to listen to lately, something I'm binging or consuming on a more professional level, and we're going to break it down. We're going to talk about the things that they're doing right, what's really resonating with me as an outside listener, what's resonating with people in the comments, what are they doing really well. And then we're also going to talk about some of the things that they can do better, because even the best podcasters in the world can always improve. That's the beauty of this medium. There's always room for improvement, whether it's little tweaks here and there. We're all going to learn and grow together in real time. This first episode of the month is going to be part fangirl, me getting to talk about what I love, podcasts, and also just those practical tips that we can look to others and say, hey, they're doing that really well. I want to copy that and do that for my own show. The second episode of the month is going to be a practical tip or tool that you can apply to your own podcast. We're going to dig into something that is really helpful, whether it's tech related, like how to choose the right microphone or the right hosting platform, or we'll get into things that are strategy related, like how are you promoting your show? What platforms are working really well right now? What things are people resonating with on social media to get them converted to be your podcast listeners? We're going to dive into the nitty-gritty of what it actually takes to make your podcast come to life. My goal is for you to finish every episode of The Podcast Lady and really leave with something that you can put into action. What's that one tip? What's that one thing that you learned that you can put into action for your own show, for your own podcast, and really start to see some results from it? So you're here listening to this podcast, but you might be thinking, who else is here listening to this podcast? Who is this podcast really for? Now, I mentioned that I work with all sorts of different podcasters from all around the world, cattle ranchers, speakers, authors, business owners. That's the beauty of podcasting. Anyone can have a show and be an expert in their field. So this podcast, The Podcast Lady, is really for, well, anyone, but also a very specific kind of person, a coach, a creative, a business owner, a thought leader. Maybe you have an idea that's just nagging at you and just won't leave your head. Maybe you're someone who's been saying, I really want to start a podcast. I just don't know what steps to take. Or maybe you're someone who started a podcast once, got to episode 2 and said, this is too much work and I don't know what I'm doing and I'm overwhelmed. The Podcast Lady is here to fix that. I just really want you to know that I see you and I've helped people in your exact shoes build shows that they're proud of and that actually move their message forward into the world. And now guess what? It's your turn to step into those shoes. You know, I really probably should have put this part at the beginning of the show now that I think about it. But before we go any further, I do want you to know a little bit more about me. My name is Abby. I run Abby Graves Productions out of the great state of Minnesota, and I help podcasters all around the world create shows that really resonate with their audiences. What lights me up the most is that creative puzzle of it all. How is a show coming together? What audio elements are really standing out? What video elements can we use to tie it all together and share across social media? The fact that one podcast can be turned into so many different kinds of content. This is the base of it all, and you can break off individual pieces to serve different platforms. I think podcasting is just such an incredible medium, and I thank my lucky stars every day that I get to work in this industry. So I think we've kind of reached the point where it's time to take the plunge, don't you think? I know you might be thinking, oh, this is so soon. Don't worry, I'm here to hold your hand through this entire process. So if this sounds like the kind of support that you've been looking for to get your show started, to get it off the ground, to hit record finally, I am so glad that you're here. And I really hope that you stick around at least for a couple episodes. Give me a couple episodes of a try. See if you're vibing with me. See if we match each other's energy. I want to make sure that you're subscribed wherever you're listening to podcasts, whether that's Spotify, Apple. I'm going to be putting this on YouTube as well. I don't want you to miss a single moment of the action. I'm also on TikTok. I share a lot of behind the scenes content on TikTok about making podcasts. And I just want you to know that you're not alone in this journey. I'm here to help you. I want to make sure that your show goes out into the world. And you might be having that little voice in your head going, but everyone's got a podcast. There's a billion podcasts out there. Why does mine matter? Trust me, it does. Like I said, you have a unique voice. You have a unique story. You have a unique vision. And that is worth putting out into the world. We're going to help you find your audience. We're going to help you make some really great content. And I'm so excited that you're here for the ride. I want to thank you so much for joining me. And I will catch you on the next episode. We will do our first case study together. And I'm going to give you a little preview so you can maybe go listen to an episode or two so you know what we're talking about. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite shows of all time, Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. I'll catch you on the next episode.